I'm talking this morning about Oprah Winfrey. When Oprah speaks, America listens.
Do they?
Kind of. I don't know. Well, she wrote this article. I have a feeling she's just trying to generate publicity. And, you know, the fall season's coming up of Oprah, right? So she always does a big thing. And so her big thing now, or at least starting to talk about her, is the old, we're not gay for each other. Her and Gayle King. People were actually questioning that, you know, if that was some kind of weird thing. Like with Ellen, when Ellen was coming out or whatever, people were like, I wonder what the deal is with that Ellen character. She seems like, you know. But with Oprah, has there really been any underground talk that, no, I think Oprah, you know, she's that Gayle King, they talk four times a day, and it's just weird. Weird, their relationship. They've known each other for 30 years, and they've got to be, right? They've got to be. I've never once heard that conversation.
Nope.
So why the need for Oprah to come out and address it and say, hey, we're not gay for each other, so, you know, whatever. Like, whose argument are you settling? You know? So I think she's just trying to sell magazines and get people talking. But she does mention a couple things that I think if you take those and put them on a guy and say, like, two guys are doing this together, two guy friends, probably get people talking. Like the calling each other four times a day. You know, just a, hey, how's it going? You know.
Complaining about Stedman.
Yeah. You call a guy, like, what's going on? Nothing. You want to, you know, drink tonight? You know, that's like the full extent of the conversation. If you have a 5-minute conversation with somebody, no, that's the full extent of it, and you're never talking about anything really too personal. Every once in a while, you know, I'll get serious with, you know, a friend and ask him a serious question or something like that. But for the most part, it seems like guys' friendships are a lot more lighthearted than women. So, you know, if a guy starts calling another guy four times a day, then people might be talking. I don't know. You agree with me on this, or the whole Oprah thing in general? Like, what's the deal? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
I talk to my best friend, like, sometimes 7 to 10 times a day.
Yeah, and has anybody ever accused you of being gay for that?
No.
Yeah, so is Oprah just that out of touch with what's going on, or what, you know?
Yeah.
She's trying to sell magazines.
Crazy for everybody to think that, honestly. Now, my husband was talking to his friends more than that. I'd be a little worried, though.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know, because it's just not in him. I mean, he'll call me like 10 times a day, but that's me.
That's just to keep track of you?
No. Yeah, to talk to me.
Yeah, there is something weird. There is this weird, like, double standard, and maybe it's because when women do things together, it's like girly things, and when guys do things together, it's manly things. So if guys started doing like the phone call thing,
mm-hmm.
something like that, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it.
But I agree. But I talk to my friends sometimes up to 10 times a day.
Well, thanks.
My best friend.
Well, thanks for calling this morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. I'm talking a little bit about Oprah this morning and how she felt the need to come out and say, hey, I'm not gay, and Gayle is not gay with me.
So stop not talking about it.
Yeah, so... and look, she's done it. She's tricked us into talking about it. Because, well, she had some good points in there, you know, like, you know, calling each other four times a day. But we say, well, girls are always talking to each other. You know, they're constantly on the phone with each other. You know?
Mm-hmm. What's up with that?
So it's not really that questionable, because they've done it for so long, you know, they go to the bathroom together and all this, and it's just, guys just can't do that. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
I think girls are a lot different than guys, because, like, when me and my friends and my husband goes out, me and my girlfriend jump in a shower together, but if my husband was to jump in the shower with her boyfriend, I think that would be weird.
Yeah. See, why is that? Why are girls allowed to go do, like, almost lesbian-like things together and not be called out on it?
I don't know. It's kind of weird, but it just seems better than two guys taking a shower together.
You
yeah.
are right, it does.
I think part of it is that guys appreciate having that image put into their head, whereas I don't think girls appreciate having the image of two dudes showering together put into their head. Do they?
That's true. I don't. I'll bet there's nothing with two girls, but two guys are kind of nasty.
Yeah, I think we're getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah, you will, I'm sure.